Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Did you know Toyota of Brookhaven has sold more new vehicles the last 2 years than any other dealership in Southwest Mississippi? Come see why. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota of Brookhaven, we deliver.
You're listening to the Rebel Report podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time. Here's your host, Michael Borky.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this Thursday night, one of the rare times that I'm glad that I don't live in Oxford. I think that it is something that, you know, I would love to do. I think it would help tremendously with my job in a couple of ways. Obviously, the network studios are here in Jackson, so that's why I'm here. But one of the rare times where I don't wish that I was living in Oxford is apparently this weekend. I just got off the phone with somebody who lives there, and he told me that it is just an absolute madhouse already. Just an absolute madhouse. So enjoy your weekend. Get there early. If you are doing the day trip, don't get stuck in traffic at 10:30 outside of town. Get there earlier. I know apparently they're doing some road work in town as well, so that's really going to logistically just be great. But yes, have fun. It's nuts. There's going to be a metric ton of Oklahoma people in town, or at least there was going to be. I don't know if maybe the team being bad has scared them away, but either way, y'all be safe. Y'all have fun and try to just navigate the apparent chaos as best you can. This is the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Always glad that you guys are with me. And this edition, and every edition of the Rebel Report, is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. DJ Gregory, he's in Saltillo, Mississippi. But if you're a small business owner, if you are somebody that's been personally injured, or you may have a contract dispute ongoing right now, I've got the person for you. Here's the number to call, 662-397-9799, 662-397-9799. Don't delay, call DJ today. And hey, if you are if you're not in need of his services right now, save that number. You never know when that day may come, especially for you small business owners, but you don't want to be left out in the cold if you've been personally injured or have a contract dispute or a small business legal matter. So 662-397-9799, DJ Gregory presenting the Gregory Law Firm. Yes, he does. Presenting the Rebel Report. Please don't forget to subscribe as well to the podcast wherever you get them, and leave a rating and a review if you like what you hear. So, a few things. One, the injury reports are out. And what's funny about the initial one that came out from Ole Miss is I have been talking about Trey Harris. Did it on the radio show, did it with you guys on Tuesday. And I said in both places that I don't think, or at least there's a chance anyway, that Trey Harris is not going to play in this game. And when I tell you that I felt dumber than I've ever felt when that injury report came out and Trey Harris was not even listed on the injury report, I can't describe it to you. And I've said and done a lot of dumb things in my life, but when I saw that, I said out loud to myself, earmuffs, earmuffs, earmuffs. I said, oh shit, you idiot, is what I said out loud. Because again, I said to you guys and I said on the radio show, you know, statewide radio, that there's a chance that Trey Harris isn't playing the game. And he wasn't even on the injury report. Luckily for my stupidity anyway, or the protection of my stupidity, unlucky for Ole Miss, not necessarily the case. They actually just left him off on accident, I suppose. He is listed currently as questionable. He's listed currently as questionable. They did not change the injury report from yesterday to today. So Trey Harris questionable for the game. I don't know whether or not he's going to play. I've just heard that there's a chance that he doesn't. Quite frankly, you guys have heard me say it before. I'll say it again. If Trey Harris is the difference between winning and losing this game, then we don't have to worry about talking about playoff scenarios and can they beat Georgia and stuff like that. We don't even need to worry about that, because if they can't beat this Arkansas team, if they can't beat this Oklahoma team without Trey Harris, then we don't need to talk about the rest of that stuff. Other things of note in the injury report, Prince Lee listed as probable. Very good sign getting him back for Ole Miss. It fits the timeline as well from his injury. That makes the most sense, but still on progress to return. Dottery and Caden Lee as well, also listed as probable. Jaden Williams listed as questionable, as is Jeremy James, but Jaden Williams listed as questionable. There was talk initially, you guys know this, that it was a possible season-ending injury, and the fact that not only is he not determined to be out, but he's also, you know, there's seemingly, if they are accurately doing the injury report, there's at least some kind of chance that he plays in this game. Getting him back and healthy and acclimated by Georgia would be a big boost for Ole Miss. He is solid, and they could use him. So him progressing back is a really good thing there. So when it comes to the injury report, there's the fewest names on it that Ole Miss has had this season. Jeremy James is the only offensive lineman listed in the injury report. So it's shrinking. They've also stopped making a mockery out of it. But from the guys that are truly injured, the bye week must have really done some good things for them. Must have helped. On the Oklahoma side, Deion Burks was the only receiver that they had that was not listed as completely out on the injury report. As you guys know, Oklahoma really struggling health-wise at the wide receiver position. There was a chance that Burks was going to come back this week. He was downgraded today to doubtful for the game on Saturday. So that's a break for Ole Miss. I also subscribe to the if Burks was the difference between Ole Miss winning and losing this game, then nothing else matters anyway. But still, him not playing is a break for Ole Miss for sure. Oklahoma is still really, really, really banged up at wide receiver. So the title of the podcast, and here's what I want to get to tonight. Here, what Ole Miss has to do in this game. We talked Tuesday about the look. Here's what they have to do. And it starts, to me, this game's about Jackson Dart. First, before anything else, it's about Jackson Dart more than the offensive line. It's about Jackson Dart more than anything. He has got to play better. And breaking news, more at 11, the quarterback has to play better if the team is going to be better. You know, that's great football analysis for you, but he has been awful over the last 3 weeks relative to what, you know, you thought that he could be for sure. I think that a regression has happened. When you watch Ole Miss games from a year ago versus now, he looks different. And is tentative the right word? I used scared on the radio show, and I think that that's not necessarily the best word, because he's still, you know, when he's running, he's still, like in the Wake Forest game, put his shoulder down. He did it a couple of times against LSU, but it looks like either – I don't know if it's his confidence is gone, or I don't know what's happening to him, but he does not look, even his demeanor doesn't look like the Jackson Dart of a year ago. Is he overthinking? Is he pressing? Is he not doing enough? Is he not prepared? I don't know, but I do know that Ole Miss can be a lot better if they get the Jackson Dart that, when healthy, played a season ago. They don't even need perfection. They just need him to look like himself again. It almost looks like he's not having fun playing football right now. Maybe it's the pressure, or I don't know. I simply don't know. But I do know that there are opportunities to make plays that he has not made this season. As I've said to you guys, that I think that also they haven't done a good enough job of making it easy on him to get some confidence back. But there have been opportunities he has not taken. Ole Miss needs to use the underneath stuff. He needs to hit his checkdowns, to get his tight end involved, to be much better in the pocket. He was really good in the pocket last year and hasn't. He needs to help his offensive line out a little bit. But it starts with him. Hit your checkdowns, make better decisions. Holding on to the ball too long in the pocket being one of those things. But get Priest Korn involved, get Watkins involved, get back to being yourself and playing like yourself. You can't tell me when you watch the last 3 weeks of Jackson Dart that that's who he's always been. It's absolutely not. So whatever it is, you hope they found it during the bye week, because this is a legitimate Oklahoma defense, and these are five incredibly important games for a lot of reasons, but they're not winning them without improved play from their quarterback. And so it starts with Jackson Dart. And then offensively, I don't know what they're going to do yet on the offensive line, but whatever the adjustments are need to work, right? It's Kiffin's talked about it. A lot of people have talked about it. There's either going to be personnel shuffling, or maybe they do different things schematically with what they do blocking wise, but whatever that is needs to work. And most importantly, they need to stop shooting themselves in the foot. Ole Miss needs to play cleaner football. If they play clean football, they beat LSU. If they play clean football, they beat Kentucky. What they have gotten in their own way in a lot of different ways, and it's really at every level. It's on special teams, they've missed field goals. On offense, they've had inopportune turnovers or penalties, some of them even behind the play that cost them first downs. On defense, even, yes, as good as the defense has been, not getting off the field on third and fourth down has been a killer for them this season. Little things that they have done to themselves can be improved upon, but they need to do it, and they need to do it starting this weekend. I have to play cleaner, because if this team plays clean, they're undefeated. They have beaten themselves twice. They can certainly beat themselves again. So I'm looking for Jackson Dart to have a better day, hit your checkdowns, make it easier on yourself, and Kiffin and Weiss to make it easier on him. They need to, whatever adjustments they've made on the offensive line, those need to be ones that are adequate and they work, and then they need to play cleaner. Clean football has them undefeated. Clean football dominates on Saturday, and clean football has them with two straight wins going into the highly anticipated Georgia game. If they do that, they will win, and they will win comfortably. And I'm looking forward to talking to you guys about it after the game on Saturday. Hope you'll join me then. But in the meantime, I want to read your comments, and we'll get to those right after I tell you. The podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Tell them I sent you. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So all you have to do is tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me. That's Advantage Business Systems, absms.com, for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. The podcast is also brought to you in part by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every single day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop, so all you need is an internet connection, and you can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money, because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. All right, so let's start with you. No, I appreciate you. Thank you for apologizing for missing, my friend, but it's fine. Do what you got to do. You got caught up in the basketball thing they had at the pavilion. If that was supposed to replace Square Jam, it wasn't great. Yeah, I'm curious about the Square Jam is a great idea. They didn't do a good enough job of having a space big enough so people could see it. I don't know. I just that the plan was good. I never thought the execution was good enough, but I guess it's gone. Ole Miss needs to expand the playbook. And things like this, Corey, like in the LSU game, especially in the second half, Ole Miss's offensive line was getting whooped. Well, I may just be some guy talking, right? But as I understand it, a really good way to help your offensive line at times is a screen game. And they don't do anything like that. There weren't any shallow crossers. There weren't screens and like jet sweeps with juice. None of that stuff. It'd be different if they were trying those things and those weren't working, but it feels like they just have limited their menu so much to where they're almost really predictable. And maybe they're not, and maybe they're just running this complex, nuanced scheme, and everybody just like has their signs or whatever, and they're just sniffing it out. But they seem incredibly predictable and almost overly simplistic relative to what we've seen from them in the past. And so a screen game could certainly help. Getting Juice the ball quickly in space would help, because that's really where he thrives. The tight ends, the middle of the field, Those kind of things need to happen. Oxford has started to populate tremendously today. That's what I've heard. I've heard it's just absolutely nuts. So enjoy yourself, because this weekend's going to be pretty crazy. It's too bad for the crowd that it's an 11 a.m. kickoff. Half of University Avenue is one lane. Yeah, just you got to get there early if you're going to go. They just need to win comfortably. That would certainly help fan morale and probably team morale. I mean, it felt like, and this is the kind of stuff I don't really like saying, because, I mean, I have no way to prove or nothing to point to say I'm right or not. So it's just kind of me talking, but that's essentially what I do anyway. It's kind of what the job is. They look like they completely lack confidence. Like they are just, that they're uncomfortable, nervous, tight, whatever adjective you want to use. I think that's in part why they're making so many mistakes. It's just lack of attention to detail, maybe. You have nothing to offer defensively for this game. If Ole Miss just does what they do, then Oklahoma's offense won't be an issue. Strong agree. You don't expect them to break 20, maybe not even 14 or 17 points. Yeah, if they get north of 17, we'll come back here on Saturday and think, what the hell happened to the defense? That's how inept Oklahoma's offense is, basically at every level. And, you know, they'll be bouncing quarterbacks around, maybe. I know Arnold's talented, but their offensive line's an atrocity. It really is. It's so bad. And, I mean, they've got a first-time play caller now with just 6 days to get ready for that. And, yeah, I don't think – if they break 17, that will be a surprise, and we will talk about that. Think they need to let Trey Harris heal up another week or two. I think they need him to play next weekend. So you hope that it's just 1 week instead of two. They've scored a combined 12 points in the last two games. Ooh. Ooh. And it's not like they moved the ball well against Tennessee either, which I know Tennessee's got quite a good defense, but still. This game is about the Ole Miss offense exclusively. All questions lie there. You think Kiffin will feature Bentley Saturday? Think he has at least two touchdowns? You know what's funny about that, Bo, is that will be a great thing, and that will also cause at least me, maybe you guys will be sick of hearing about it by then, but if Bentley goes off on Saturday, if he has a big game and scores a couple of touchdowns, then I might just turn the microphone on and just scream the word Kentucky 100 times. I mean, just that would just really underline, arrow point, circle the absurdity that was that whole saga. If he has a good game Saturday, you can just point right back to Kentucky. Because I said on Twitter, I don't know if I said it here, but if Bentley gets 15 carries against Kentucky, Ole Miss beats Kentucky. Change that thing. Just the personnel decision. If he gets 15 carries, I think they win. And so if he has a big game Saturday against this defense, which is a very good one for Oklahoma, then I won't be able to let it go, because I just think it's so absurd. Oklahoma looks like a dead team walking. It was so abrupt to you that they pulled Hawkins and immediately burned Arnold's red shirt 5 minutes into the Carolina game, down 21 to nothing. You know what that's called? Panic. That's what that's called. It's panic. The Joe John Finley story is kind of fun. If he has success as their offensive coordinator, Kiffin should keep an eye on him. In other news, Kyle McCord has thrown three pick sixes in the first half against Pitt. It's 31-0. I didn't know. I had to, I say, deal with my little guy. I had to just, you know, get him fed and get him to bed. So I haven't been able to watch that game closely. But how's the quarterback on the other side playing? Oh, he's only thrown nine passes, and one of them went for a touchdown. It's 31-0, and Pittsburgh has thrown nine passes in the game. Kyle McCord has thrown 34 passes in a half of football with four interceptions. My goodness. That is crazy. And he was so good, too. He looked different at LSU than the two before that. Looked cool, calm, and collected. You say intentionally. I think you mean initially. And not, I'm not like correcting your grammar. I just think that might be like an autocorrect thing. He just needs to let loose and have fun. I agree. I mean, he did get off to a better start for sure. I mean, put that ball right on the money to Harris. That would have, you know, opened the game and been just a massive play. And really, hell, if Harris catches that ball, they'd probably win that game. But still, but in the second half, I mean, it felt like he was holding on to the ball too long, not hitting it, just trying to hit home runs. And it just still, yeah. The intermediate passing game needs to show up. I agree. They got something going successfully on that final field goal drive at LSU with Dart running, and then they immediately bogged down in the red zone. Red zone offense has not been good. Honestly, the offense doesn't look that much different from Phil Longo right now. No, it does not. Can they break 30 points? Can they? In theory, can they? Yes. Have they given you any reason to think that they can score 30 points or more on this Oklahoma defense? No. But if they do, then that's certainly something that we will talk about. I mean, if they're able to do that, then it'll be significant in a good way. Wouldn't be surprised if Ole Miss wins out. LSU for life. Appreciate you being here again, man. Thank you. And as I've told this audience here, and I've said it on our radio show as well, I think Ole Miss wants LSU to win out. I think that will help them the most. And so, you know, there you go. Glad you're here. They need to make it similar to the Carolina game, but with some more scoring. Is that fair to ask? It's completely fair. Over under Ole Miss 6.5 sacks over. But I do think that they need to be more aggressive on passing downs, obvious passing downs. I know their defensive line is good. I know it's very good. They get after the quarterback. They're physical. They're aggressive. But, man, sometimes when you're only bringing three on third and long, a receiver is going to eventually break and get open. Like, it's going to happen. I would like to see them bring more guys on obvious passing downs to force pressure. Because when you've got six blocking three, it's hard for three to get home. South Carolina had 9 sacks against Oklahoma, a program record. Yeah, Oklahoma is second to last in college football in sacks allowed. Second to last. The running back room debacle is the biggest blunder of the season. I actually agree with that. Because that is intentional decisions, right? Like, you don't intend to miss field goals. You don't intend to drop passes. You don't intend to fumble at inopportune times. Calling bad offense, like, they're not trying to call bad offense. They intentionally did not play their home run hitting running back on purpose. That was a choice. That was... Anyway, I've talked about it way too much. I've had people tell me that I'm spending too much time on it. So sorry if you guys agree. Closing thoughts are Saturday and next week just need to be a stretch where Ole Miss fans can relax and enjoy winning some games before the Georgia stuff. I agree. Score predictions. Yeah, drop your score predictions. I'm sorry, this is going to be a shorter one tonight. I actually have to get going. So drop your score predictions. And the closest will win a hat, courtesy of our friends at College Corner. Check them out, collegecornerstore.com. And also, their store on Sisk Avenue there in Oxford. And they've also got a pair here in the Jackson area. If you want to look good on game day, hey, basketball season's about to start. And I know you guys are going to want to be in the pavilion. You're going to want to be in the pavilion. So check them out, collegecornerstore.com. Drop your score predictions. If you are not listening or if you're not watching live, that's okay. Still comment. I can see them. If you're listening, email me, Borky@supertalk.fm, with your score predictions. I'll read a few more messages, and then we will. I've got to go. I'm sorry. I've got some stuff I got to take care of. Ole Miss wins 30-13. Don't know if you can lay 20.5 points. I'm actually feeling an Ole Miss cover in this one. I really am. Say, have a good weekend, everyone. Should be a great time in Oxford. Looking forward to it. Hope you have a great time. Scott, you almost missed again. Well, you're here. You're here as I'm leaving, but I'm glad you're here anyway. Need to get out to a quick start Saturday. Think Oklahoma is close to quitting. Ooh, I agree with that. I think that the Q word will come into play rather quickly in this game if Ole Miss is able to if Ole Miss is able to get that fast start that you might see a team lay down. rather quickly. Thoughts on the new Realtree with the uniform? Personally, you'd go with navy jersey and white pants instead of gray. I do like that they aren't going completely away from navy. I do like the helmets. I think that they would look a lot better with the red tops and the gray pants. I like the helmets, and I especially understand why they're doing them. I know a lot of people hate the helmets. I don't. I really don't hate them. They would look much better with the red tops, for sure. Much, much, much better with the red tops. So, anyway, drop your score predictions. I appreciate you guys. We'll be live after the game, or frankly, the YouTube live through the Super Talk channel has not been working for me. So post-game content will be uploaded. It probably won't be live because it's just, for some reason, the stream is, it's just not cooperating with me. But you'll get post-game content, as always, on here as well. And we'll be live again on Sunday to talk about the entire weekend. So thank you guys. Again, sorry for another short one, but I appreciate you nonetheless. And I'll talk to you after the game.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.